the program to continue.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for standing by. I'd like to inform all participants that you'll be able to listen only. If you need assistance, press star zero on your touch-tone phone, and a coordinator will be online to assist you. Today's conference call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call over to our speaker, Mr. Joe Trippi. Thank you, sir. You may begin.
First of all, thank you all for showing up on today's call. This is a real important blog call. And for you to call, come on for Cindy to give you an update and let you know what actions can be taken to help is really important. I want to make two things clear. One is the reason the call is being recorded is so that we can podcast it or and put it up as MP3 later on. That's the reason the operator informed you that. The second thing is that the at the end of Cindy's talk, we will open up the lines for Q&A. So right now it's in listen only just so we don't have any crosstalk while she's talking. And if you can all, when I release the lines for Q&A, if everybody who is not asking a question can just mute their phone and then unmute it to ask the question so that, again, we don't have that crosstalk problem. I'm happy to be co-hosting the call, Joe Trippi from JoeTrippi.com, with Bob Furtig of Democrats.com and Jody Evans of Code Pink. And with that, I'll turn it over to Bob to introduce Cindy, and we'll be on our way. Bob?
I'm here as co-founder of AfterDowningStreet.org.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We built a new site for Cindy last week at meetwithcindy.org. We are overwhelmed with traffic, but we're blogging there on the tremendous work that she's doing and the help she's getting from people all over the country and the tremendous effort from allies like Code Pink and Military Families Speak Out and Veterans for Peace that are working with her. And this is Cindy is making history, and she's also leading a movement, and she's up against the adversity of the weather and some hostile forces in the media. I'm sure you've all read about that. I'm sure you've seen her answers to those questions, and we can get into that more in detail. Now let me just introduce Cindy. We worked with Cindy last in June when she testified in Congress at John Conyers' hearings on the Downing Street minutes when she was forced into a basement room. But Cindy's been carrying on this crusade for a year now. This is nothing new for Cindy, but she is finally being heard. Cindy?
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for everything everybody's doing. I am so overwhelmed and amazed at all the support this is getting and all of the I really think it's a miracle. I think it was very serendipitous that I had this idea, and it's just mushroomed. And you know what I attribute it to? I attribute it to the internet and the blogosphere that got everything out. You know, what Saturday night when I put it out, when we put it out that the Secret Service was trying to intimidate us into leaving, it went all over the blogosphere and the internet, and I just wanted everybody to know that if something happened to us, it would probably have been the Secret Service, and they knew that, you know, they watched the blogs and the stuff too. So this is something that can't be ignored, and they can't ignore us, and they can't shut us down, and like I said, it's just truly amazing, and thank God for the internet, or we wouldn't know anything, and we would already be a fascist state. And, you know, our government is run by one party. Every level, and the mainstream media is a propaganda tool for the government, and if we didn't have the internet, none of us would really know what was truly going on. And I have said since my son died, and the elections, you know, the elections, quote-unquote, that happened in November, that it's we the people that have to cause the change. And I never got involved before Casey was killed because I didn't think one person can make a difference. Well, one person can't make a difference, but one person with millions of people behind her can make a difference. And really, from the bottom of my heart and deeper than that, I thank all of you. That's all.
Okay, Jordan, can you open it? Can I just ask a question, Cindy? Cindy, can you just talk a little bit about what the last day's been like with the rain and everything?
Today, woke up at about 3:30 in the morning with thunder, lightning, pouring down rain. The water was getting in our tent. I don't mind getting wet, but the lightning was right on top of us. So we got in a car and went down to Crawford. I have a sore throat and a fever today, but I'm feeling much better, and my strength is coming back. And we just have to pace ourselves because this is going to be a very, very long haul. But we also, Ralph Nader wrote an amazing letter. He's putting that out about what's going on here. And I took the morning off of interviews because my voice is going out. And we have so many people out here. People came today from North Carolina and San Diego and Oregon and from all over Texas. And the support really we're getting from the Texans to me is just very overwhelming, amazing. They have come out in droves supporting what we're doing, and I think we have to truly change the name of Texas from Bush Country, because I don't really think it is.
Are there any questions from bloggers?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is the line open?
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
Hi, is it open?
Yes, you can go.
Okay, this is Deborah White. I'm with About.com. Cindy, I thought I read Daylife's diary that a couple of days ago the Secret Service said something about if you got, be careful because you could get run over by a car or one of our cars or something.
Well, it was the first day we were here. They kept on telling us, they kept on coming and telling us, you know, you don't really want to stay here because chances are you're going to get hit by a car during the night. And they kept on coming and telling us that. And so finally one of the people who were with me said, does that mean if we get run over, it's going to be one of you? And the guy goes, well, that's not what I'm trying to say.
Well, so did you have the impression it was meant to intimidate you?
Yes, definitely. They wanted us to leave. Of course they wanted us to leave. But they really don't know who they're dealing with here.
Now, I'm a mother too.
I think now, but they didn't know then.
Have you had daily contact with the with the Secret Service now?
Secret Service came out yesterday and talked to Anne Wright. We call her the Camp Casey concierge. She is in charge of camp management, and they talked to her and just wanted to know how many people were going to be out today, you know, so they can manage the security. And you know, we just really can't tell. I mean, we don't have a sign-up list of who's going to be here. People are just spontaneously coming. So it's just been a real amazing thing. Our camp is full right now, but nobody else can, like, actually stay here at night.
Mm-hmm.
But the Crawford Town Sheriff has been amazingly supportive of us.
Okay.
They've given us the stadium parking lot, the land along the creek by the parking lot, and they're going to let us use the stadium for rallies if we want to. So if anybody wants to come, and they could camp out in town and then come up to the camp during the day.
Now, how large is the stadium? Is it like here from the Bay Area? Is it like Bell Stadium, or is it like
I haven't seen it, but I imagine not. You know,
it's like a high school stadium.
Yeah, a high school stadium.
Could I ask you a question?
I don't
mean to interrupt, but I want to open up to someone else.
Okay, sorry.
Cindy, this is Greg Szymanski from the American Free Press and ArcticBeacon.com. Can you hear me?
Hi, Greg. Yeah, I can hear you.
Cindy, I was just wondering, the story that I'd written a couple months ago about your meeting with the president was then reiterated by CNN Sunday. And then my editors in Washington said the White House came out with a statement that you changed your story, which we thought was false. And I wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, you know that what I told you is true.
I know.
Yeah, and you know that Matt Drudge took things.
And I just wanted to get your reaction to what the White House has said.
Right. You know that Matt Drudge took the things out of the original story out of context. Now, did you all know that the Vacaville Reporter wrote an op-ed yesterday contradicting what Matt Drudge said?
Yes.
So your account that you wrote is the true one.
Thank you.
Not the one that Matt Drudge wrote.
Cindy?
Can you hang on a minute? I have to put my headphones on. Are you guys still there?
Cindy, yes.
Hello, Cindy.
This is Brian Keeler at eastportsmedia.org. I'm on my way to Crawford right now. Can you tell me how many people are there at Camp Casey, and how would we get there? Would we go to Crawford Sea South first and then hopefully get a ride out to where you are?
You can actually drive out here.
Okay.
And it's really easy to get here from the Crawford Peace House. You just keep on going and turn right on Prairie Chapel Road and drive up and you can miss us.
One quick follow-up. Is Celeste there with you?
Cindy, are you getting medical care?
No.
Hey, Cindy, this is John Amato from CrooksandLiars.com.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay.
The sliming obviously is beginning, and all of the right wingers are, obviously jumping on Drudge's, the Ape Man's article. And I posted the video of Bill O'Reilly and Michelle Malkin attacking you last night. Now, he said that you were going on his show. Is that true?
Well, I'm not going to go on his show because, I don't like it when people lie about me and attack me for exercising my freedom of speech. It's one thing for Bill O'Reilly to disagree with my politics and my view on the war, but it's absolutely another thing that he attacked me personally about it. And he actually asked me again to go on the show today, and I said, my first reaction was, all right, I'll go on it if he publicly apologizes for lying about me.
Mm-hmm.
But then my second reaction was, no, I'm not going on it. I'm not going to dignify his show by my presence because I believe his show is an obscenity. It's an obscenity to the truth, and it's an obscenity to humanity.
Right. Well, I agree with you there. And just a word of caution, because all these right-wing shows, they're not your friends. And just make sure, they will try to trick you, and they'll do anything they can to make you look bad because, you're attacking their fearless leader. So we got your back.
And I'm not going to let people distract me from the true mission. The true mission is bringing attention to this occupation of Iraq and ending the war, bringing our troops home. And what they want to do is just blow smoke screens. And I don't think they have the support of the majority of America. I think we do.
Yeah, Cindy, this is Mike Masters in Atlanta. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can perfectly.
I'm the one that hopefully can help you with an online forum, which will probably help with all those bouncing emails and all that stuff, and hopefully bring 1,000 points of light to you. So I am very, very honored that Joe Trippi has joined us. That's an amazing force. So I look forward to further developments. My question to you is, how do you see the rest of this week to play out?
You know what? I can't even begin to predict that because every day, every minute is a surprise. And this, of course, we did not plan this. This was purely spontaneous, and everything that happens has been spontaneous.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
And that's what's happening. So I don't even want to predict. I just know that there's only three things that can make me leave Crawford. A good meeting with the president, the end of August, or if I get arrested. And that's the only thing I can predict.
Well, so far it looks like we've had nothing but a bunch of false threats. And I hope that those things will continue to be false, and you'll be there for a while so we can have...
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
I believe that because we're getting them out there to everybody, that it lessens the chance of everything happening. The more people that know, the less chance we have of something happening. Hang on a second, guys.
Is it possible? Could I ask a question?
Yeah, if everybody can wait for me to ask the next question, or that way we can stop the crosstalk from happening. Come back on.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for doing this. This is great.
No, I just hope all of you, when you get off, if you can blog, and you'll really direct people to the site that Bob made, the meetwithcindy.org site.
I'm blogging live on eportsmedia's community site right now. On
phone. Again, to everyone, all lines are open. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone lines. You may do so by pressing star.
Okay, do we have another question?
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, Cindy.
This is the
Jewish woman,
absolutely.
Jan Schakowsky.
Oh.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy. This is Jan Schakowsky.
Jan, I love you. Oh,
I'm so proud of you, Cindy. I love you so much. You're doing such an incredible job. We'll try and keep our end at with the Out of Iraq Coalition going in the Congress, but I'm just so proud of you.
So nice to hear from you. What a pleasant surprise. I love you so much, too.
I just wanted to tell you, Cindy, I would be there with you. My daughter-in-law died last week, so we've got a tragedy in our family, but my heart is with you, and I'm doing everything I can in the Congress. But your son, in answer to the question, what was the noble cause? The noble cause, Cindy, was so he could help you end this war. That's the real answer. The president won't give you that answer, but that's the real answer.
And I know that, too, and thank you so much for saying that, Dan. You know how much I love you, and I'm so thrilled that you called me.
Stay strong and stay healthy. Take care of yourself, Cindy. We're all counting on you now.
My heart's with you.
Hi.
Okay.
Question?
Yes, question.
Great. Jan Schakowsky from Illinois. Okay. Hi. I'm Liza Saboteur from Culture Kitchen. And I have a question. I came back from the First Women Bloggers Conference that happened in Santa Clara, California about 2 weeks ago. And I'm really touched by what you said about how one person may not be able to change the world, or one person with a million other people, especially through the internet, online, can change the world. How did you get involved with blogs? And can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because especially for mommy bloggers, I think that this would be really, something of an inspiration.
You know what? I still don't really understand much about blogs, but I know, you all probably know that I didn't just come out of the woodwork last Saturday and start this. I've been working for peace for months, and, everything that I write gets put out on the internet and everything. And I know, like, for the Downing Street memos and the Daily Kos, blogged a lot about me, but I really still don't understand what they are. So people on the Daily Kos, like, kind of encouraged me to start my own blog there.
Fantastic.
And that's what I didn't imagine to be a daily one. I wanted to be more like a weekly one, but this is so important that I just want to keep you guys updated. And I know that they don't have the usual style and heart that the rest of mine do, but I think I just want to let everybody in the world know what's going on every day out here.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Cindy, this is Dave Johnson from Seeing the Forest, and I'd like to know if you do actually meet the president, can you let us know what you're going to ask and what you're going to say?
Okay, I'm going to ask him what the noble cause was that Casey died for, because I don't believe that a war of aggression against a country that was no threat to the United States of America is a noble cause. And I want him, but I know what the reason, what Dan Schakowsky said the noble cause was is the real reason. I want to ask him if this is such a noble cause. And does he encourage his daughters to enlist and go there and take the place of some soldiers who might want to come home, who are stop-loss and being held hostage over there? And another thing I want him to do is to stop saying that we have to honor the sacrifices of the fallen by completing the mission, because, number one, he has no idea what the mission is, and it keeps changing every day. They're building bases the size of Sacramento, California. They intend on never getting out of Iraq. And so the only way they can honor my son's sacrifice is by bringing the troops home.
Thank you. Cindy, Peter Dow from the Dow.
This will be the last question, everybody, because Cindy's got...
Okay, yeah, I'll make this quick. I'm from Truth Out and from the Dow Report Salon. This is Peter Dow. Cindy, you first of all, you're doing a phenomenal job. And I just wanted to quickly say that I don't want to throw damper at all, but, us in the blog world, in the liberal blog world, are, blogging about this and talking about this, but watching MSNBC and CNN, they're still leading with Natalie Holloway and stories like that. Just like in the protests last year and the year before and the year before that, it's like a tree in the forest. We get all excited about it and talking about it, but if they don't report it, your thoughts on the fact that they're still really not making this into what we think it is.
Well, NBC, I had four interviews with them the other day. They either, two of them canceled and two of them just didn't show up, you know, and they don't want it to be the story.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people have a lot at stake by keeping this occupation going. They're making lots of money. And we all know who owns NBC, I don't want to accuse anybody, but if they were truly reporting the news objectively, they would be reporting this, because this, trust me, is a bigger story than Natalie Holloway, which is a tragedy for one family. But what we're doing out here is trying to save the millions of families from going through tragedy.
And excuse me for interrupting, but I believe the critical mass is definitely what we're reaching, and it will blow past those guys.
I do have to point out that the New York Times Cindy, you were the lead editorial yesterday in the Times.
Oh,
fantastic.
That's great. I know that it is getting a lot of mainstream attention, and you know that's a gratifying result of what's happening. Is it's putting the war back on the front pages and back in the news where it belongs, and it belongs there every day, whether a grieving mother is sitting outside of the ranch in Crawford or not. You know, we have to realize we're a nation at war, and it really, if it wasn't for the internet, we wouldn't know the truth about what's going on over there.
Is it possible? Can I ask a question?
Yeah, this has to be. I'm not trying to be the ogre of the call, but she's got so much other stuff, and she's, you know. So let's just make this the last question, then I'll close up.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to mention, and on my pod blog, is that I've done a lot of protesting with police. And the thing I discovered, Cindy, is that if you do not move, it's interesting. It's like a predator. They don't hurt you if you just simply stand still. So for all the protesters, if you pick your place and refuse to move, it will really help.
Okay, I'm just going to sit my butt down on the ground if they tell me to go. No, this is America. This is every inch of America is a freedom of speech and freedom to peacefully assemble zone. And if you want me gone, you're going to have to carry me out of here.
Yeah, there you go.
Cindy.
Great. So thank
Cindy,
you.
This is
everybody.
Judy from London.
Judy, hi.
I think Judy's gone.
Hi, Cindy. I know that you were cutting questions, but I just had to break in and tell you, you were beautiful in The Guardian this morning, and I'm getting emails from people here in London telling me they saw it, and I just came from Global Resistance meeting with two people, and they let me know they have access in 60 countries, and anything I want to get to them to put on, they'll get out to 60 different countries. So the internet is fabulous. And I can't help but remembering when, the plan was for you to be in London today. And when you found out that was canceled, you responded with, "Where are our leaders?" Well, I know exactly where our leaders are. You are our leader. So, we love you. We just love you to pieces, and we're doing what we can here. People are here to support you, and we're trying to get the word to you about what that support is. I emailed you today but didn't get through. Do you have a suggestion for how we can get through to you?
Give out your email address. Send it to Jodi, Jodie. CodePinkAlert.org.
We also have
Cindy@gmail.com.
Yeah, meetwithcindy@gmail.com. We can get it to them, too. Thank you, Cindy, and thank all of you for attending the call. I just remind everybody that it's meetwithcindy.org. There'll be action items on there and things people can do, and I thank Bob Furtegg for getting that site up, and it's been being hammered with traffic, but we appreciate everybody's patience. But again, direct people there in your blogs would be a great thing. And again, thanks to everybody who helped put this call, for all of you for attending, and to Cindy for everything that she's done to carry this.
Joe, this is Melanie from News. Is this call confidential?
Yes.
Can we mention
Hello?
It in our post?
Yes,
Hello?
you can blog it.
We can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Thank you.
We need to end the call. Is she still? We love you, Cindy.
Okay, guys. Take care now.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello.
Operator.
No.